أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the opening ayat of Surah Taha, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying very clearly that this Quran has not been revealed to put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter anyone in the Ummah, into difficulties, but it is a tadhkirah, it is an advice to those who have fear and those who are awestricken by the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about, one, the revelation of the Qur'an and the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tanzeelam mimman khalaqa al-ard. This Qur'an is a revelation of that being, of that Zat who created the earth, was-samawati al-ula, and who created the skies, the heavens that are most high. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reasons why we should believe in the Qur'an Kareem. It is natural that when we brought Iman in Allah, we brought Iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we bring Iman in the Qur'an Kareem. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses so that we are convinced and convicted to that belief. When Allah ta'ala created the earth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies in all perfection, in all glory, then it is most natural that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the different aspects and dimensions of our lives, our emotions, our spirituality, our intelligence, our way of movement, etc. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us. Just one example, like it comes in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, just to explain, just a glimpse of the creation of the skies, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that there are seven skies, like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran Kareem. The width of each sky, the thickness of each sky is the distance of 500 years journey. And then the distance between each sky from the other is another 500 years journey. Just for us to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of the creation of Allah ta'ala gives us a glimpse of that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, alal arsh istawa, has made istiwa on the arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come to the arsh. And this is from amongst the mutashabihat. Mutashabihat means that because our minds are limited in its function, we do not understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again, and we will believe that this is a reality. How it happens, we do not have knowledge about it, and we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this much is there, it is an ayah of the Quran, or rather many ayahs of the Quran. Our iman is there, our yaqeen is there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this concept of istiwa ala al-arsh. If we delve into matters with a limited mind and not being able to perceive the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will alter and it will temper with our own iman. And hence our ulama from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum has advised us not to delve into these kind of matters. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't only create the skies and the earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total and full control and ownership over the skies, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and whatever is in the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, Allah ta'ala created the beings that are on them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full ownership of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control. Having ownership of something sometimes doesn't give us full control over that thing. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ownership also is total and complete, and then Allah ta'ala's control also is complete. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and whatever lies between the skies and the earth, all that is in the ownership of Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى, and what lies beneath the wet soil, all in other words beneath the earth. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi says that whatever lies below the earth also, all that is in the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many examples for us to understand it. We may own a piece of land, but what is beneath that land, we don't even have knowledge of it. Allah Rabbul Izzat doesn't only have knowledge of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full power and full control over it. وَإِن تَجْهَرُ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And then, O insan, if you speak loudly, in other words, if you want to exert yourself, thinking that you need to speak loudly when you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you need to exert yourself when you're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whatever the case may be, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is hidden, that which is kept a secret, وَأَخْفَى, and that which is more hidden, that is also known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The honorable commentators give us an example, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ, whatever thoughts are in our hearts, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And whatever is more secret than that, whatever thought that is going to come into our hearts, that is a secret to us now, that is also known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we call upon Allah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can verbalize it by words, we can also have the thoughts in our hearts about it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may respond to our call. We make the dhikr of Allah, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aloud, we can do that in our hearts also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of it. Allahu la ilaha illa hu, concluding these words of the greatness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, there is no deity, there is no object besides Allah, lahul asma'ul husna, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful of names, like we find in the hadith, the 99 beautiful names of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.